Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
And we put a capstone on these moments and we simply declare, now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that rests within us. I release the power of God in this place tonight. I release the power of God in this place tonight. Turn to somebody and high five them and say to them, my expectations will be met. My expectations will be met. And then you may be seated. While that background music is still going, I want to give you a verse from God's Word tonight. Because God blew me out of the saddle Sunday morning. The message was phenomenal. The prophetic was earth-shattering. And I went back home and I said, was that you? Or what was that? And we're in the middle of the week and the Lord gave this verse to me yesterday. Because some of you still don't understand angels. Because that's because you've been bound up in the church and not released in the kingdom. God purchased you so you could walk in the kingdom. Hell is filled with people who went to church. Somebody came up to me a couple weeks ago and I'm looking through the house and they're not here tonight. And they said, you're one of the most radical men of God I've ever met. That should be the norm. That should be the norm for all of us, that we are radical for Jesus Christ. How could you say that? I just said, under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, hell is filled with people who went to church. Being in church doesn't put you in the kingdom. It puts you in the proximity of the kingdom. Let me help out our young people tonight, because the message is for all of us tonight. It's different than Sunday morning. Just because you have the uniform on doesn't mean you're going to be on the field. You could stand on the sideline and never even see any playing time. Churches are jam-packed with people who've been on the sideline. You'll understand why in just a few moments when we get to God's Word. Here's the verse that settled everything for me after Sunday morning and the prophetic that God gave before the message. In God's Word it says, behold, I sent an angel before you to keep you in the way. How many need somebody out in front of you? Why don't you ask God to release angels to go before you? Stop trying to do it on your own, big cat. You ought to hear the word of the Lord tonight, church. There are believers who are trying to live in the kingdom the way they lived in the world on their own. The Bible says, I sent an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. God's already prepared the property. God's got all the finances prepared. If you can't believe that, how dare you believe that there's a place called heaven reserved for you? You're really out of sync mentally. When you can believe that you're going to heaven, but you don't believe God's preparing things down here for you, man, don't sit down and have coffee with me or anything else because you can't even connect. If you believe that He's capable of preparing that which you have not yet seen, where you have not yet been, then you know He's capable of preparing something here for you. And He'll prepare it through the angelic host that will surround you. I believe in angels. And I believe that the angels of the Lord encamp round about those that fear the Lord. That's scripture. Amen. How many are ready for God's word tonight? All of our bridge and all of our young people are here tonight, all the adults. This is actually going to be part two, and that background can stay right there because I think it's that instrumental to what God wants to say to this house tonight. I can't hardly wait for Sunday morning because he's already told me, and there's several things, but the message is going to be about this. Where is your head? I can't wait for Sunday. Where is your head? There's been so much that God's been given to me that is blowing my mind. You can go to college, you can go to seminary, and you can read all the theological books that you want, but that doesn't mean you know anything about the kingdom until you come under the reign of the King. Did you hear how that was stated? Until you come under the reign of the King. Let me talk to the bridge group for just a moment. All those bridge students that were with me last Wednesday when we were dealing with the theme of gossip in the schools, which the Bible speaks about gossip. Our students know it as drama. Be here next Wednesday night at 6:30. I've got a surprise for you for the way that you handled yourselves last Wednesday evening. Sound good? Just for the bridge students that were with me last Wednesday night. I even had a couple of them come up to me Sunday and said, guess what, Pastor, the very thing you ask us to do, I've not been involved in it since last Wednesday. That's huge. Let me just say this as we get ready to move forward. You can't advance in the kingdom and be a man or a woman of gossip. You're not advancing in the kingdom if you're a person who absolutely lives for the latest. You might be in the kingdom, but you're not moving in the kingdom. Tonight, this is part two of what the enemy's doing in the lives of people all over the world. Several weeks ago, I spoke about how he gets strongholds or footholds in our lives. And it really wasn't until Bradley was sharing with me the message that God had given to him for Sunday that I began to see that where there is a vision, the enemy will begin to seek for division. And that's what I spoke about several weeks ago. So God is laying everything out there for this house. But see, if you're a hit and miss person, you're all messed up tonight. Because sometimes you're here and then sometimes you don't come. And then sometimes you're here and you're not even here. Oh, it's a dangerous thing to go to practice and not really participate at practice. I'm not really a practice type of person. I'm ready for the game. This is all preparation for the game. So if you're not locked in here, you're unlocked out there. Tonight, part two. There's not a person under the sound of the gospel tonight that has not been deceived by the enemy. Tonight, the theme is deception. Tonight, God is going to speak to our hearts about how easy it is to be deceived. I wasn't aware when God was putting this together that all of our young people were going to be here. So I just knelt down after my family had left this evening to come on to church. I knelt down in the house and I said, Father, I need an extra anointing so that even our young people, our teenagers, and our bridge will understand what deception is all about. There are people who were deceived all the way to hell. Young person tonight, if you're in here and you're living a double standard, listen to me. It was only by the grace of God that I was able to get out of living a double standard. What does that mean? When I'm at church, I'm one way. But when I get back to the school, I'm like everybody else. That'll send you to hell quickly. Well, how did you make it? Because I had parents and I had loved ones who prayed me out and through things that I should have never been into. So I understand what it means to be a chameleon. In here, I act like, but when I get back out there, I act like. That is a quick way to get a release out of life into a Christless eternity. Tonight, I want to talk for a little bit about deception. You're not going to see this first part on the screen because I didn't know that it was going to be like this tonight. You can be appointed, you can be anointed and approved by God and get your eyes gouged out. I want to challenge the young people to pay close attention tonight. You can be appointed, approved, anointed, accepted by God and get your eyes gouged out. His name, Samson. What a mighty, mighty man of God. But I just heard Dr. Miles Monroe, of course by video because he's now home with the Lord. Listen to what he said, and I shared it. As soon as I heard it, I shut it off and I ran out into the living area of our home and I said, Robin, listen to this statement that I just heard. She said, what? I said, this man of God said that if you believe you are destined for the ministry and you can't keep your zipper up, that works for girls too, by the way. Don't even get into the ministry. It's dangerous when you let the little head lead the big head. I told you I was radical. So if you don't need to be in here, get out. And stay out. Because I walk at a different level, I live at a different level, and I'm not coming back down. Did you hear that? I live and walk and think, Sunday morning's message, at a different level. So I'm going to break it to the young people and to adults so you can understand the power of deception that's going on in the church. The Bible says that the very elect will be deceived and that there will be a great falling away. The Bible also says, we're going to come back to Samson, in 2 Corinthians 13:5, long before the states thought about assessments, long before there was EOCs, end of course exams, long before there was an FCAT, the Apostle Paul wrote this, examine yourself as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourself. So tonight you're going to get to test yourself and to see if the old slewfoot himself has deceived you into believing you have something that you really don't have. I'm driving to work the other morning, young people, adults, and the Holy Spirit, I said, I play and think and live at a different level, and you cannot bring me back to where you are. I invite you to come forward, but I will not come back. And once my journey is complete, there's no need to cry and go, oh, I wish he could come back. Those that have gone on to be with the Lord, they would never come back. Once you get through the journey and you see the pearly gates and you see the one that was slain before the foundations of the world, there's no way that you could ever beckon them home, back to this life. Oh, church, pay close attention tonight. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, I'll come back to what the Lord gave to me just a few moments and then back to Samson. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Be not deceived. So let's pretend I'm a part-time educator. That obviously is saying we have the potential and the possibility of being deceived. If God's word says do not be deceived, it's also saying reckon with yourself, you can be deceived. The Bible says that he will even turn himself into an angel of light and that he will raise up men and women in the ministry who will also deceive churches. And we as human beings have the tendency to be very gullible. Especially if it sounds like something grandma used to have. If you've got itching ears, you will always have the right person speaking into those ears. That's God's word. So if this is tightening you up a little bit, you ought to rejoice in the Lord always. So I'm driving down the road, and the Holy Spirit says to me, not everyone that has tasted religion has been touched by the Savior. I went to my phone immediately, and I called Allman, because he's one that lives at that level. And I said, I can't hold this. He said, what's going on? I said, I got to share with you something that was just given to me. He said, where'd you get it? I said, not from this realm. So let me ask you, where are you living right now? What are you living for? What turns you on? Would you like to hear more about Samson? What turned him on? There was something that turned on Samson more than the anointing of the Lord. He was told not to, but it didn't stop him. Who's telling you not to do something and you won't stop? Oh, don't sit back there tonight, adults, and go, wow, man, he's really getting it on with the young people. No. This is for all of us. What is it that God has told you? Get away from it, stop it, leave it alone, break tide, but you just keep drifting. You just keep finding yourself. But I can't help it. It's so much fun. Not everybody that has a good taste of religion has ever been touched by the Savior. And religion will not get you into heaven. You've got to have an actual touch of the Master upon your life. Where you can know. Listen, you don't need to answer it for me. You need to answer it before you, in the quietness of your heart, before the Lord. Father, have I ever been touched by the Master? When he touches you, nothing will satisfy but more of him. It doesn't matter how big the church is. It doesn't matter how many choirs you have. It doesn't matter how many robes they have. It doesn't matter any of this stuff that the church keeps propagating. If you've not been touched by the Master, you may be deceived on your way to hell. But I went to church every Sunday. So did I. And I went to church every Sunday night. So did I. And I went to youth groups. So did I. And I even went on Wednesday nights. So did I. But let me tell you how I was living. Just like some of you. Putting on all the religious robes when it was church time so that my dad wouldn't get any kickback, so that they would say, that's a good PK. But man, out there, it was a whole different story. Can I get a witness about what I'm talking about? In love with the world. Lovers of this world is destined for deception. So let's talk about Samson for a moment. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Stood up in front of all the kids the other day in the cafeteria. I would do it too if I was in one of the other high schools. You just got to know how to frame it. And I said, let me tell y'all something. You're only mocking yourself. Watch how I use God's word without even saying God's name. I said, y'all are just mocking yourself. Don't you understand in this agricultural community that everybody understands sowing and reaping? That's what makes this tri-county area work. And y'all think that you can do what you want to do and you don't have a harvest for that? Are you drunk? Are you high? Are you walking on the streets at night? And then I said, stop mocking yourself. And on top of that, let's just pretend that there is a creator. Why would you want to mock him? God can't be mocked. He knows if you're playing religious games. And if you're disappointed tonight because you didn't get the pizza and you have to set in here, God sees that stuff. God looks through all your veneer and he just goes right to your heart. Frontal Christians, you might want to mark this down. Frontal Christians are fake Christians. That was so hot, nobody had said a word. I've been around frontal Christians. Well, praise the Lord. Well, bless God. Well, hallelujah. And backstab and cut and mincemeat you and can't shut their mouths, have something to say on every subject. Are you nuts? The wiser, let me share this with you. The wiser you become, the quieter you'll become. Because you don't have to say everything. Because you don't know everything. Whoa, put that on CNN. Put that on ABC. You don't know everything. You aren't God's gift to creation. He's your gift to you. Pastor, I thought you were talking about deception. Can't you tell? A person who knows everything is deceived. A person who has something to say on every subject, they're deceived. And if you listen long enough, you're right there with them. Some of you are going to be awake tonight, troubled by the word of the Lord. Ahab was just kind of hanging out in the grapevine of the farm that he had taken. And the prophet showed up. And he said to the prophet, "Oh, hast thou found me? Whatever you're doing, you might as well get rid of it. Because God's going to let it be known." And the man of God was right on Sunday. He was right before he said it because God's prepared it. There's going to be an incredible explosion in this Tri-County area, and this is one of the houses that God has chosen for now. But if we get off course, he has no purpose for staying if we choose to get off course. Hello, Samson. Some of you have been so destined to the church, you don't know anything about prophecy. You think it's babbling. So he was hot. Hot means he was appointed, he was anointed, he was approved, he was God's man. And more than that, people looked at him and said, "Whoa, dude, where you been working out? Man, what gym are you in? Man, you got a, oh yeah, you're hot looking, Samson. Tell me more. Tell me more." Are you waiting for people to feed you tonight? You're going to be deceived. Are you waiting for people to tell you how great you are? You're going to be deceived. And he had been told many, many times, there's certain places you should not go. There's certain lands that you should not enter. And there's certain women that you better leave alone. Samson knew every one of those. And he flunked every time. Because not only did he think he was hot, man, he thought they were hot. Oh, not the Jewish girls. No, 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 no. Those foreign girls. And they were hot. Please don't think that the best looking girls were just in the SEC. They're over in the Middle East too. Sorry, Joshua. He and I have these conversations at different times. It's nice to know he's no longer a little boy. So we just had some good old conversations that you're not permitted in. But the other time that we were in this conversation, I'll let you in for a moment. He said, "Dad, have you ever noticed Oregon?" I said, "You mean the ducks?" "No, Dad, not the ducks, the girls." Oh, that's not that C-triple-A boy anymore playing baseball. Oh, he's growing up. Oh, he's got eyes now. Oh, he can see. And so can they. When you have been marked by God, young person, parents, and God has appointed you and anointed you and accepted you and approved of you and sent you, and he begins to talk to you about things you shouldn't do and places you shouldn't go and friendships that need to be broken, it's time that you break those things. Because sin will cost you more than the privilege of enjoying it. She was hot and she was fast and she was good, but she was full of the devil. And I'm not putting down ladies, because there are men just like her. Delilah wasn't the only one. She was just being used by God. Ooh, that'll mess you up real big, won't it? Because you were waiting for me to say, no, she was being used by the devil. Oh, really? You mean to tell me his power is greater than the sovereignty of God? Really? And where did you learn theology? Martin Luther said, even the devil is God's devil. Why, of course he was the worship leader at one time. So don't act like you can't fall. For some reason, God's speaking to you. Don't act like you're above coming down. Don't act like you can come into this house that has been labored and prayed for over 20 some years and come in here and act like it's going to be my parade. I won't say a word to you. I'll just watch you stumble and fall. This is the biggest warning I can give to you tonight. Well, who do you think you are? A sent one who's been trained by God? Sent by God, who's been through some hellacious things brought on by myself, and God's used other people to straighten me out. And sometimes not even those in the kingdom. Delilah never did get in the kingdom, but she knew how to do this. She knew how to make sure that he would never be able to see what he had seen. You don't need to pay close attention tonight. She made sure that his heart that beat for hers would eventually stop beating. Every one of us in this room have been deceived. In fact, there's something about human nature that loves to be deceived. We love to play cat and mouse. And we like to see the roles switched. You chase me and then I'll chase you. And see, some of you think that it's just on one level. Oh no, he plays in all levels. He is called the great deceiver. And what's really scary is our churches are filled with men and women who know how to deceive God's people. Called ones never set out to make a name for themselves, because there's only one name. Driving to school today, the Lord said, I'm sending hungry people for my word. Do what I called you to do. Feed my sheep. Feed my people. That's John chapter 21. God's going to have people flocking into this ministry and other ministries who are starving to hear the word. That somebody would say, you're being deceived. Watch out. It could cost you your eyes. No, but it's so good. It's so much fun. You wouldn't believe what it does when we get together. There again, you're thinking only on one realm. Man, it's so much fun turning that and making that amount of money. I know we did some things under the table, but you wouldn't believe. Man, it's banking time. So let's take a little bit more of a look at what it means to be deceived. Very conscientious of time And I know we have school and we have to work tomorrow, so I won't be long. But I'm so concerned that people are being deceived. Sadly, they don't even mind it. Oh, what a tangled web to weave when first we practice to deceive. Perhaps some of these individuals in government would like to hear Mr. Abraham Lincoln. You can fool some of the people all the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all the time. Everything that's been going on in our country and our government, God is going to bring it to the light. I don't care what the title was. I don't care who they were and where they came from. It's coming to the light. See, that was a prophetic word right there. Bob Gass put it this way. Let's be honest. It's easier to examine your neighbor than to examine yourself, or to talk about what you once accomplished rather than what you're accomplishing now. There really is going to be a facility that's going to hold over 1,500 people. What's wrong with your head? I'm going to tell you on Sunday what's wrong with your head. The kingdom is big. And the Bible says the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God in Christ. I serve a big God, an on-time God, who will do supernatural things when we walk by faith and not by sight. Where is your head? I'm having fun out here. I'm playing. Right now I'm so bored and you make me so aggravated, but I just want you to know you're so deceived. So what opens this up to deception? Here they are. And then a couple scriptures. Carelessness will open you up. Are you careless?
Oh, whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
Carelessness. Being around careless people. Ooh, I stay away from them. They might come in the house, but they ain't coming to me. Careless people are ripe for deception. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. Really? Have you seen the hordes of hell lately? Have you ever seen the demonic attacks on people? You'll change your perspective real quick. What else opens us up to deception? Critical spirit.
Man, if I was in charge, I'd tell you how I'd do it. Man, every time they put their hands on something, it just goes from bad to worse.
Critical spirit. What opens us up to deception? Young people, compromise. Oh, come on, baby. Just tonight. Can't we? I can't find Taryn, so I'll go over here. Can't we go? Come on, baby. It's all right. Come on, baby. You sure? Come on, baby. Just tonight. You and me? Come on, girl. Come on, baby. You know I love you. She's going, God, that's my grandfather. He is crazy. Don't compromise. Josh McDowell had an incredible testimony of a young lady who said this. Because she was being made fun of because she was still a virgin. Isn't it fun to give it away? They really love you for that, don't they? Isn't it great? Isn't it great you can just throw it away like that? Here's what a young lady said at a major university. She said this. I can be what you are any day, but you can never be what I am. Yeah. The pressure at the high school, forget it. Pressure at the middle school, forget it. Pressure at the fifth and sixth grade level, yeah, they're deep into it. And not just sex. Alcohol, drugs. At the fifth and sixth grade level. And girls at that level, even, are you ready for this? In There you are. That's why you sit back there. I'll jump over chairs, girl. Call me Roadrunner. I know girls in this region who are very, very young who have already had a baby. 6th grade. Compromise. I'll take care of the clock. You take care of your heart right now. Compromise. The enemy uses compromise as a tool to deceive us, to get us to do things we should never do. What opens us up to deception? Conforming to the world. Everybody's doing it. Why can't I go? Oh, mom and dad. Here, let me make this so real that some of you won't come back. F you, mom. You no good nothing. You're nothing but a B. See, you guys thought that I was a pastor in a study. No, I'm an educator, a teacher, a coach. I work with kids who just totally destroy and ransack their parents. And then they come to school and they cuss at educators the way they cuss at their parents. And you know what I do with them? I send them home. And I tell them, you aren't changing the culture of our school. You understand that? Take your tail and go home. And then I remind them as they go out, if you don't get your education, you're going to either go to the streets, you're going to prison, or, are you ready for this? To the graveyard. Yeah, not necessarily this way, that way. Y'all don't understand there's someone playing for your souls tonight. The enemy is at war still with God. And the best way to hurt God is to take Ainsley Grace out. Her father's a minister. I'm role playing. Her grandfather's a minister. Her great grandfather was a minister. I'm going to take this girl. Come here, girl. Where do you want to go, girl? What you want? Come on, girl. And if you hadn't come with me, I would have yanked you to where you would have come. And when the enemy gets a grip on your life, it will take prayer warriors in the church to break that off of you. What are you laughing for? You can't laugh at me. I'm out to destroy you. I said just a moment ago I was role playing. The role I was playing was of the deceiver himself. See, at first, you should have watched this whole thing. I'm almost done and I can come back later for the rest of this. When I first came over here, the role play was real cute. But when he's done with that, come on, run away. Come on, you're going to be my girl on the street. Go. I'm going to hook you up with this man right here. He'll teach you everything you're going to do. And when you're done with her, destroy her life. If I got any religious players in here, you should get up and walk out. You can be touched, taste religion, but that doesn't mean you've been touched by the Spirit of God. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is here in a mighty way because God knows deception runs rampant in Levy County. Deception is running rampant. Only one athletic illustration tonight. When I coached basketball at the high school, we ran, just like Coach Boyd does, we ran full court press on every made basket. Every made basket, immediately press. But do not show traps until we get them on the sideline. When the ball's in the middle, get it out of the middle and get the ball to the sideline. And then out of nowhere, throw the trap.
I'm so lost right now, Pastor. I don't have any idea what you were talking about.
Where's your head? As long as you're in the middle where God has put you, the enemy can't deceive you and trap you. But when he starts edging on that, we taught that big time. You got the basketball? I'm going to demand where you're going to go with the basketball. Don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to force you to go where you don't want to go with the basketball. And when I get you over there, we're going to trap it and we're going to steal it. And you're going to look stupid because your pants are going to be down basketball-wise. And we just took the ball and went the other way. I'm not picking on him. That's what the enemy does. How you like playing in the middle? You like the middle? Show me how you handle the basketball. Just show me how you handle. Oh, you like to go to your right. You do. You like to go to your right. Okay. You're not going to the right. See, I'm role playing right now. Oh, hell no. You're not going to the right. That's what the devil says. I'm trying to get rid of all the religious stuff that's in this house. You say you like to go to your left? Oh, you want to play? Oh, okay. No, you're not going to go to your left. I'll bump you. You're not going left. And as soon as we get you off the middle and get you to the sideline, the man behind knows immediately, come up. Thank God we get a good night's rest tonight. Because the anointing and the energy that's been released in this place, let me tell you how he plays. You think you can go one-on-one with him? He doesn't play one-on-one. He'll bump you out of the middle of your life where you ought to be. And then when he gets you to the sideline, demonic hordes show up. That's what a trap's all about. Brian Norris, you know that. You know you played for us. That's when the trap is the best, when you can't see that man coming up. Y'all do not understand that the enemy has been here longer than we have. And he is studying you, and he studied your history, and he knows about your family, and he will attack your weakness. But the Bible says, when I am weak, then am I made strong. God don't, excuse me, the devil doesn't care that you play the drums. He doesn't care about that. He's already got a game plan to see if he can get you into the nightclubs and still play on Sundays. That's called compromise. That's called deceit. Yeah, but I'm able to make some money and help my further my education, and I always tithe off of what I make in the nightclub. I might get up and dance a little bit in there, like, you know, whatever, one of the girls. But I always go to church on Sunday because, you know, I do like the pole. Leaven. And unleavened bread. And we wonder why the church is so powerless. We're close. You wonder why we don't see more miracles. It's because we want that, but we also want that. You can't have both. If you're playing basketball, all other baseball, softball, football, we don't bring those out on the court. And you better not show up in the gym acting like you're a football player and put your pads on. You're in the wrong sport. I'm closing. Samson did not know that he was not only in a foreign land, he was playing in the wrong sport. And Delilah was playing for keeps because she was already kept. She was on her way to hell. You understand that? Now I look like an old dog, don't I? Do you understand that? She was already hell-bent, and she was going to make sure that he could never see again. And Bill Johnson says it well. The enemy loves to take the glory of God in your life and wreck it to where people see you at the millstone, grinding it out with no eyes. But you know what? He got his heart right with God. I'm going to give you a chance across this house tonight to get your heart right with God before you lose your eyes. He's standing and there's a battle coming. And he's finally woke up. like some of us are getting ready to go to sleep. I mean, in just a little bit. I'll probably be in bed before most of you. Because you can't play at the top of the level of your game and not take care of your body. Wow, man, the Holy Spirit breaks it. Yeah. If you're going to be everything God created you to be and all those gifts that God's put inside of you, you got to take care of that. You can't run with everybody. Why are you trying to run with everybody? You can't run with everybody and be an elite person. What would it be for you if you were to actually go into a coma temporarily, and when you woke up, nobody around you that you saw, you recognized? But then people came in and said, "Hi, Jordan. Did you know that you're a former Navy SEAL? And we want to tell you about all the heroic things you did as a Navy SEAL. It's going to change everything about you." What the heck does that mean? So when you're at school with me, you don't try to be like everybody else who's already there, who's been captured by darkness. You've been set apart. You are God's seal. And His seal has been placed on you. You walk different. You think different. You look different. You conduct yourself differently. And war was breaking out, and Samson came to his senses, and he said, "God, I repent for everything. I'll never get my eyesight back, but God, would you touch me one more time? Would you touch me one more time? I've tasted of everything in the Jewish culture, but would you touch me one more time?" And God came down in all of His glory and all of His power, and He infused him with a brand new anointing. And you know what He did. In His death, He destroyed more Philistines and others than He ever had done in His lifetime. But it cost Him His life. Because what He had been told not to do, He wanted it. I'm done. Across this room tonight, what is it that God connecting with the tithes and the offerings? What is it that God's told you to stop doing? Are you here and are you a member of the body of Christ and all you do is tear down other ministries or tear this down? Or do you tear your marriage down? And I got to tell you something. My husband, my wife, man, they're a reflection of your decision making. What is it that God has told you, stop it? Why are you doing that? What is it tonight? That's the first step to deception. And God wants some things cleaned up. Young people, if you're here on Wednesday night, tomorrow, you should be different because you were in the house of the Lord. One of our kids at school said, "I'm a Christian." I said, "Oh, really? It certainly doesn't show." He said, "Yeah, I go to church every Sunday. And my pastor prays for me." I said, "Really? When are you going to start obeying what you've heard?" And then I said to him, "Well, why don't you just come with me to the office and we'll call your pastor?" He said, "No, not really." I said, "Yeah, really, let's go." He said, "Not right now." He loves to play cards. Are you playing cards with him tonight? Let's stand together. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Father, I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. God, I confess that I have been deceived many, many times. And not just spiritually. I've been deceived, hoodwinked, caught in the thicket, blindsided, and some of it on purpose, and I knew better. Lord, I'm wondering tonight how many in this house, your house, would say, "It is time for me to come out from underneath the umbrella of deception. Break this off of my life, lest I end up like Samson." Lord, am I a Delilah? Am I a person that delights in using and abusing and taking advantage of and then throwing the person? Am I that kind of a person, Lord? Oh, not me. Oh, you're asking that we examine ourselves tonight? As we allow you to examine us and as we take that examination, may we feel free to come and stand across this front and to say, as for me and my life, I'm done with deception. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. So here's what we're going to do. If you've either been deceived, and that's a weakness, or you like and you have played the role in deception, no one's going to ask you what those areas are, but I got to tell you, if you know it's true and you don't let God break that tonight, it will be worse tomorrow than it ever was tonight, because the enemy's been exposed tonight. What am I going to do before I hit the sack tonight? This is going to be one of those nights where I'm going to get down on my knees and say, God, cover me. Because I know it's all out of tack for bringing the word of deception that becomes a stronghold that brings destruction, not tonight, years from now. While you're standing in the presence of the Lord, his name was Billy Joe Presley, mightily used of God, Candler House of Prayer, Asheville, North Carolina. I'll never forget the service that we were in. Bob Gass was there, and the righteousness and the holiness of God was so great, Billy Joe took his shoes off on the platform. And his wife was the worship leader. Billy Joe couldn't keep his eyes off of a lady down front who always sat down front. You know the rest of the story. Here's the bottom line. Billy Joe is no longer here. Deception. 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 You can play, but you can't win. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can play, but you'll never win. And I taught our kids all the time, didn't I, Brian? Get the ball out of the middle, get it to the sideline, and they're done. Because now they just got defended by three. The sideline and two defenders were stripping that joker and force them to the sideline. The enemy's trying to force you right now. Just hold on, get out of here, and you'll be okay. And don't speak to him either. Don't get around him. Stay away from pastor. Just as soon as he gives the benediction, just hurry up and get out of here. You'll be all right. It'll settle down. Your emotions will get back under control. I'll help you. You can play, but you'll never win. Is there anyone that would come and say, tonight is going to be a brand new night for me. I'm done being deceived or deceiving others. I'm coming forward, and this is my opportunity to go, you know what? Take that. Mm-hmm. Anyone that wants to move and go, I'm done. I'm done. I used to come and pray years and years ago at a Seventh-day Adventist church where we rented it in the ministry that I was a part of. Now, you're going to walk out and say he was in Seventh-day Adventist. See, that's what I'm talking about. Our ministry was renting their church. And I used to go out and make sure there's plenty of room people can get in. I used to go out and get in front and get down on the altar, and I would just cry out and say, God, why do I have all these thoughts about women? God, I've cleaned all that up. He said, no, you haven't. What are you watching? Look at the shows you keep watching. You're sitting there and you're being deceived and you're wondering why you're still having all these thoughts. Look at the shows, the movies. Look at the TV programs you watch. I'm glad to report tonight I don't do any of that anymore. For a long time, that's all done. You mean you were in the ministry in Carolina and you were struggling with that? Yeah, at that time I was a single man, so I had a lot of struggles. But I'll tell you what I never did. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get real now. With all my struggles, I never walked away from the church. That's one of the great deceptions. Here's another one.
Oh, I really like being in your church. See you later. Hi, I'm so glad to be here with you. You have such a wonderful service. I love... Oh, God, oh. Bye.
That is a deceptive person who has been deceived and will continue to deceive throughout this Tri-County area. Tell the Lord what you're ready to give up. For me, mine was, I'm done with the movies. I'm done. I won't go and get any more movies. At that time, it was various places where you could go and rent. You didn't have to go to Redbox. They didn't have Redbox back then. But you'd go to various places and just pick up a movie. No, not X-rated. Just couldn't do that because we knew that was wrong. But we would just get movies that would just kind of like tingle a little bit. Am I getting too close to anybody in here? Oh, yeah. And get all jacked up because it was so much fun watching the movie. As soon as the movie was over, you just felt terrible. Like, doggone it, I just did it again. Maybe yours is alcohol. Maybe yours is some other things. It's called compromise. Tell the Lord what you're laying down tonight. Tell the Lord what is over in your life.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.